The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
At this point in time with someone who is in another part of the world, we've been reading the stories about what's taking place with this earthquake in Taiwan and everything else. And joining us now is someone who is in Japan, Trinidad, and teaching English over there. Let's welcome to our program Christian Jalim. Good morning to you, and welcome to our show.
President, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we're hearing you loud and clear. It's nice to have you with us here. There's a lot of interest, a lot of concern about what's going on with this earthquake and all that has transpired since then. For the listener to have a greater understanding and appreciation of your views, tell us where you are and were you affected and all those things.
Okay, so I'm getting a little bit of an audio issue from you. It's very, can't hear you very clearly, very echoey.
Okay, I'm not too sure. Maybe that's the connection. But if it doesn't impact on what on your ability to speak to us, I guess we're going to have to hear, because we're hearing you clear. We don't hear any feedback on the side.
Okay, so could you repeat the question again, because the audio isn't really clear for me.
Okay, I was basically asking for you to give us an idea, a summary of what's been going on. Were you directly affected? Were you close by, or what's going on?
Okay, so in Japan, it's kind of close to Taiwan, but where I am personally, where I am personally in Japan, it's not really in an area that was affected by the earthquake that took place in Taiwan. But there is a part of Japan, an area called Okinawa. Mm. It's a chain of islands, kind of midway between Taiwan and what we call mainland Japan. And those islands were kind of on tsunami watch for a while. But after a few hours, the tsunami watch was lifted. And the only impact, I guess you can say, that came from the earthquake in that area of Japan was they had like small tsunami waves, about 30 centimeters.
Mm. So basically, not necessarily the grave impact that some were expecting. I know that these areas, they have their drills when it comes to tsunamis and all of these various things. There are a number of measures in place to notify the population, and they're very well aware of what they need to do and all these kinds of things. Can you give us an update of what is taking place in Taiwan? I'm sure that the information would be relayed in real time for you all, because you're so close to what took place. We were told of a 7.5 magnitude quake carries with it significant damage, and 600 people still unaccounted for. So, and what is the death toll like?
So the latest that I've got from like watching news and stuff from this side is that they do have 9 confirmed deaths from the earthquake, and I think last I checked was 800 still unaccounted for, but that number could have changed from the last time I saw the news.
Mm. Have you spoken to persons who were in the area? Do you know anyone who was directly impacted?
Not really in Taiwan, but I do have some friends in Okinawa that were affected. Well, not really affected by the tsunami, but they did have to take the precautionary measures and evacuation measures that are in place.
Yeah. So are there safety measures in place? Have any kind of restrictions been put in place? What's going on? Is it life like normal in Okinawa, or what kind of aid also is being sent across to Taiwan, if any?
Okay, so I can't really speak for Taiwan, but I know for specifically for Japan. So just giving some accounts from my friend. So in Japan, there's a disaster response system that comes on and off phones. If there are any kind of something as simple as like flooding or landslides, your phone will start going off based on your location, and it will tell you like what to do. Sometimes it would just be a drill, so it would see like, it, of course, it'll be written in Japanese. You'll just see test, but if not, you'll have to like take any precautionary measures. And it will tell you what the disaster is. I know for my friend in Okinawa, because of the location, they are also kind of susceptible to not really missile attacks, but they, you know, North Korea sometimes like sends missiles out, and they also have warnings for that come on their phones. And it's not something that you can control either. Just like your phone just goes off. Mm. So my friend in particular was woken up by the alarm, and they saw that it was a tsunami. And then they had measures already, because it's something that we also often updated on and like reminded of, and even like in certain areas, like the like notices mm-hmm. come on during through the city speakers. I know in some places there are like so in Japan we use a WhatsApp equivalent called Line, and the city has their own Line chat that sends out warnings and stuff like that, and they'll tell you what to do. So for my friend in particular, Okinawa is very much like the Caribbean in terms of like the low coastal areas, and it's recommended that they go like further inland. So there's one particular very popular vista point, which is like a little bit higher up. So a lot of people will evacuate into that area. The only downside of that was because it's so like, I guess, well-known and popular for evacuation, mm-hmm. it did cause a lot of traffic. So at that point, my friend was a little bit worried and panicking, but eventually everybody was able to get to safety and stuff like that.
Mm. What about alerts? Tsunami alerts and others, are they still in effect or have they been downgraded?
Can you say that one more time?
Alerts. Are there any alerts in effect for tsunami, aftershock?
Not right now. I haven't heard of any other alerts or anything like that. Not as of right now.
Okay. This very end. Thank you so much for giving us an update of what's going on. From all intents and purposes, it seems as though with earthquakes you can never tell. But it seems as though the worst is behind, and now the focus is on trying to get people who are trapped and all of those things. So thank you so much for being with us and giving us this update here this morning.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.